Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Cheryl Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
The solution to our energy and climate change crises could be as near as the local slough. That's the hope of InnoVentures Canada, a consortium of research councils across the country. Their scientists want to harness the photosynthetic activity of algae, the green scum that forms on prairie lakes and ponds during the summer. Produced on a large scale, algae factories could capture excess carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. As well, the fatty acids in algae are an excellent feedstock for the production of biodiesel. Dr. John Vidmar of the Alberta Research Council, a member of InnoVentures Canada, describes how an algae factory might be constructed.
So we're actually looking at a hybrid covered ponds in which we have a lot more control on evaporation and temperature. Also, the depth of the ponds. The first 2 inches is the only place where you actually have your algae. Within it, underneath that, there's no algae being grown because light isn't getting there. So we're looking at solar collectors and actually trying to increase the depth of the pond where we have active growth of the algae.
Dr. Vidmar suggests the heated ponds around coal-fired plants could make good algae factories to beat the Canadian winter. Thanks today to InnoVentures Canada. For Innovation Anthology, I'm Cheryl Croucher.